Another aspect of this came to me one day when I was watching the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith. If you've seen that film, you know it starts out with a doctor on television claiming a cure to cancer via a chimeric vaccine. The world celebrates as the global inoculation does appear in the script to cure cancer. However, because the vaccine was a blend of human and animal genetics, it ultimately leads to a human form of rabies that nearly wipes out all life on Earth. One virologist, Will Smith, appears to be the only man on Earth naturally immune to the disease, and he sets out to find a cure using his blood for a new vaccine. The show I Am Legend made me wonder, in the future, if a global pandemic would ensue, only to have one man step forward whose blood holds the key to a cure. Turns out, he is the Antichrist. And like a dark version of communion, one can only be healed by receiving his flesh and blood via the mark, or vaccination, of the beast. As noted in what could be related news lately, scannable implants and tattoo transmitters are becoming more sophisticated, adding what I would call prophetic components, such as merging human biological matter with transistors to create living implantable machines.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now. Scan the QR code or log on to DefenderConference.com.